August 7, 1918, the consummation of Jesus in the soul. I was lamenting to Jesus about his privation, and I said to myself, everything is over. What bitter days. My Jesus has eclipsed himself, he has withdrawn from me. How can I continue to live? As I was saying this and other nonsense, my always lovable Jesus, through an intellectual light which came to me from him, told me, my daughter, my consummation on the cross still continues in souls. When the soul is well disposed and gives me life within herself, I live again in her as if within my humanity. The flames of my love burn me, and I fidget to prove it to the creatures and say, do you see how much I love you? I am not content with having consumed myself on the cross for love of you, I want to consume myself for love of you in the soul who gave me life within herself. So I make the soul feel the consummation of my life within her. The soul finds herself as though in a tight corner. She suffers mortal agonies. No longer feeling the life of her Jesus within herself, she feels consumed. Feeling that my life in her, with which she was accustomed to living, is missing, she struggles and trembles, almost like my humanity on the cross when my divinity let it die, withdrawing strength from it. This consummation of the soul is not human, but fully divine. And I feel satisfaction as if another divine life of mine had consumed itself for love of me. In fact, it was not her life that was consumed, but mine, which she can no longer feel or see, and it seems to her that I have died for her. And I renew the effects of my consummation for creatures, while I redouble grace and glory to this soul. I feel the sweet enchantment, the attractions of my humanity, which allowed me to do whatever I wanted. Therefore, you too, let me do whatever I want within you, let me be free, and I will carry out my life. Another day, I was lamenting again, telling him, how is it that you left me? And Jesus, serious and imposing, be quiet, do not speak nonsense. I did not leave you, I am in the depth of your soul. This is why you do not see me. And when you see me, it is because I come to the surface of your soul. Do not get distracted. I want you all intent in me, so that I may keep you for the good of all.